Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. pushes Pakistan to curb terrorist attacks in Afghanistan. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice told Pakistan's civil and military leadership Sunday that terrorist and militant attacks in Afghanistan have become, in her words, a key point of regional friction. Following talks in Islamabad with Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and other top officials, she called the attacks absolutely unacceptable and that the U.S. believes they were perpetrated by the Haqqani Network, one of the deadliest militant groups of the Afghan Taliban. The network's senior leadership is believed to be hiding in Pakistan. Health officials in Sierra Leone confirmed Sunday a new death from the Ebola virus less than a week after the last known Ebola patient was released from a hospital. Sierra Leone's chief medical officer said samples from the body of the 67-year-old victim, who died recently in a rural area near the Guinea border, tested positive for the deadly disease. The country's National Ebola Response Center is tracing people who were in contact with the woman. Nigeria's military uncovered a major Boko Haram bomb-making factory and arrested several leading members of the militant group in recent weeks. According to a military spokesman, the operation resulted in seizure of a vehicle and bomb-making materials. Pope Francis on Sunday decried the deaths of 71 migrants in an abandoned truck in Austria, calling it an offense against the entire human family. Meanwhile, Hungary arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on suspicion of human trafficking in connection with the deaths of the 71 migrants whose bodies were found in a refrigeration truck left behind on a highway. This is VOA News.